dictator anymore, because CITR is not dictated by commercial dollars. Instead, we just play music, sports, spoken word, and news programming that gives listeners what they want.
That's right. We've been running for 25 years on the FM dial as the campus and community radio station. Now we need you, the listeners, to donate towards our funding drive so we can keep bringing you the best local, independent, and rockin' tunes in town.
Your chance to do so is now with our second annual fund drive.
Fund drive.
Around the corner. Call into the station in October and help us fund another great year of great music.
Support what you like and what you want to hear.
Donations will go towards renovation of the on-air studio, better production facilities for training and programming, better equipment for remote broadcasts, and more.
Tune in from the 1st to the 14th of October to donate.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Listener. Powered radio.
I got a job.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to ensure that by the end of every half an hour, you have that much more powerful, practical information to apply to your career so that you can not only land your dream job, and often I say within 12 weeks, because I did a research study over a period of, it was about a year and a half, 18 months, where I studied 355 people and I put them through one of the most rigorous career advancement training ever offered. I took the best of the best. I implemented the strategy with these people and I tracked them. I taught them for 3 weeks, and every 3 weeks I taught a new group of people. And after the end of every 3 weeks, I would follow up with them for up to 3 months. And I discovered that there was an over a 70% success rate in landing your dream job if you applied this technique. And often I don't say that on the air. It's important for you to know that. The information I'm sharing with you is based on the most powerful and complex and most practical and effective tools for landing your dream job. Now, you probably know this, but this week is our fund drive. I'm so excited about it. It's an opportunity for you to give back to the station. Now, the reason I said why this show is based on so much research is because you are getting some serious quality stuff, the kind of stuff you're getting here. You know, I'll often tell people will tell me, well, Philip, I've never actually heard this information in this way. Now, I've heard people talk about careers, but they don't say it in this way. So if you've ever been moved or touched or inspired by this show, this is your opportunity to give back. There's two ways to do it. One is the phone number, 604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. That's by phone, so 604-822-8648. Or you can do it online. Go to www.citr.ca and click donate. And that's more, you don't have to talk to anyone. You just donate online. You know, I'm actually right now praying. I've made a little prayer. Guess what? I've never had this happen before, and I don't know if any other show at CITR has ever done this. I'm doing what I can to bring on the two head honchos who make everything run at CITR. I can't believe we can actually hear from them. The program director and station manager, Lydia and Bryce, they've got to get on here. So I'm crossing my fingers. Hopefully they'll be able to come in studio, answer some questions, answer my tough questions, get to know them a bit better, and also ask them important questions about what's going on behind the station. Why are we doing this fund drive? More importantly, how are we going to continue to offer amazing programming to you? So I'm excited about that. But first, what I want to mention is a few things. You may not know this, but one of the things that we do here at the station is we actually train people right off the street, and it's a community-based station. We train anyone. It doesn't matter any walk of life you come from. You can come here. You don't have to be going to the school because the station is at University of British Columbia campus. However, it's a community-based station, so you don't have to be a student or a staff member or a faculty member of the university to be involved in the station. So you just walk and they train you. In fact, Bryce Dunn, who runs the programming side here, the program director, I just saw him right now. He's actually training a new person on it. And I never would have had the opportunity to develop this show had it not been for him. And he trained me on everything, on all the software. And we're so excited. Come on in. Come on in. We're excited to have Lydia here too. She's just waving me at the window. So we're going to get him in studio. They're actually going to be here. And we're going to get to ask him some important questions. We'll cue them all up and make sure everything's good. So you may not know that, but you could, if you're interested in radio, get your butt down here at the University of British Columbia on the second floor. Come in, Lydia. She's so shy. Come on, get in here. So you're all queued up. Just put on the headphones. We're so excited to have her here. And so one of the things you don't might not know is you actually could come in. And one of the things we're currently doing is we're renovating the B Studio. And the B Studio is the place where you get trained to develop your own station, your own show. And that way, if you don't have that, then you're in tough spot. So we're actually really excited about having that. And that's one of the reasons we're asking for your donations. So help us renovate the B Studio and the newsroom. Call 604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. Or go to www.citr.ca and click on donate. Lydia, are you with us? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Nice to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Philip.
Lydia, have you ever been as part of someone else's show at CITR?
Actually, you know what? I've made little 30-second guest appearances.
Yes.
But not...
This is the first interview.
You want me to be on your show.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you. Folks, by the way, Lydia is the station manager. And Lydia, I want to ask you a question right up front. How long have you been here?
Almost 5 years.
Lydia, you may not know this, but actually the average length of time someone stays in a job, and this is really applicable to the listener, is 2 years. Now, obviously, there's something going on. There's a reason why you stayed. And, you know, the listener sitting out there saying, I love this show, but let's learn a bit behind the scenes. Why do you love your work so much?
Well, I think CITR, like most campus and community radio stations, is a really great environment to work on because I think there is a great philosophy behind campus community radio, which is to serve the community. And when you work in it, you know, you feel really inspired. There's a certain level of passion that exists in our environment. I think that propels you on a daily basis. Even if it's a lot of hard work and you know, it's intense at times, you're driven by that passion that you are serving the community and you are providing a much needed service.
Now, we had it recently a big, those of you who don't know, we actually hosted one of the largest meeting gathering of other community-based stations. Is that right? All across Canada?
Yes, CITR actually hosted the National Campus Community Radio Conference this year. It was the first time we had done it in 15 years. The last time we hosted it was 1992, and it's a gathering of all like-minded community campus as well as public broadcasters from across Canada, and we also had some from the United States and others from around the world.
Was it a success?
It was a great, great success, and...
How do you know that? Did someone tell you compliments and say this is a damn good conference?
Oh, gosh. Let me tell you, Philip, we had almost every single delegate telling us that this was the best conference that they ever attended. And it was because...
They weren't just saying that, though.
No, not because they were afraid of me or anything.
They should be, but that's okay.
No, I honestly think that the team here at CITR did a fantastic job. During this this conference, we had Allison Benjamin, our former president, who was the conference coordinator, working side by side with myself, as well as Bryce Dunn, Luke Mead, our music director, as well as Victoria Cruz and Melanie Coles, who worked with us over the summer, plus a whole host of CITR programmers who were actually volunteer support services during the conference. And we did this conference with almost a non-existent budget.
Wow.
And I spent, I would say, 50% of my time bartering to get free stuff from community organizations out there. And as a matter of fact, I think this is great for the, as part of this funding drive, to know that CITR gets a lot of support from businesses in Vancouver. And this was reflected during the funding drive because 90% of our expenses were covered by businesses in Vancouver.
Wow, I did not know
Seriously,
that.
Seriously, we got, you know, food donated to us. We got office supplies donated to us and all kinds of other services. Equipment, you know, for all the parties that we hosted that entire week were donated to us by community businesses. So I think it's a great thing when we get that kind of support because we at CITR give support to the community.
Right.
By providing this important service and by giving out information, by being a cultural vehicle, I think it's great when community members and businesses
give back
to the station.
I want to tie in what Lydia is saying. Right now we're going through a fund drive. It's going to be occurring from the 1st to the 14th of October. This is an opportunity for you to give back to the station through your wallet. Very, very important. If you've ever received value from the station, Lydia is going to be talking about, she's already talked about how we give back to the community. This is an opportunity for you to give back to the station. There's two favorite ways that I like to donate. One is by phone, and you give us a call at 604-822-8648. Or 604-822-1242. And it's also online. You go to online, www.citr.ca, and you click donate. It's really easy, eh, Lydia, to do that?
Yes, it's really easy, and it'll actually direct you to the UBC Development Office's website. They are actually a partner. They're partnering with us during this funding drive.
Oh, that means that raises our credibility, or I don't know, what is it? Why did we partner? That's important, I guess.
Well, I think that's important. It also shows that here at UBC, we are valued by the community here, and we're always receiving support, not only from the UBC Development Office, but also from the Alma Mater Society. And what the UBC Development Office is doing is if you donate online, they'll capture that information, process it for us, and then they will direct the funds into our account. So I think it's really great work that they're doing.
Well, what I also want to add on to that as well before we turn to break here is I want to mention that when you donate, the commitment for us is to say, well, if you're getting and receiving value from the station and you're seeing how we're returning the value to you, we're asking for donations. But what we've also added on top of that is some little incentives, right? We have little gifts. We offer little gifts, and it goes by increments, right? So for example, $25, you receive a friend card. That's percentage off certain things, right?
Yes. A friend's card is this really great program that we established last year that is quite popular across the campus community radio sector, in that we collaborate with businesses in Vancouver to give our listeners and our members discounts at those businesses.
So they donate $25, receive a free card, and get percentage discounts off of other things.
All over the city.
And it obviously it's higher than $25.
Oh, yeah. It's good for a year, and you can get discounts at stores like Beat Street Records, Red Cat Records, there's like food places, there's clothing places like Antisocial, for example.
Yep.
You can even get a tattoo on discount.
and it better be CITR.ca, right?
Good. I think that's pretty funny.
That's great. I love it. Okay, good. We're here with Lydia. Now, the most exciting thing is we never get to hear who runs the damn station. And she's in studio with us. And she's the one behind the scenes all the time making this happen. And we got her on the show, first of all, to learn more about her and her career in radio. And by the way, by the end of the show, I'm going to be finding out how you, the listener, can get involved into radio. You might say, how do I want to be in management. I want to be in production. I want to be in actually delivering, being on air. How can I do that? So by the end of the show, my commitment is to promise you I'm going to get the answer to that. In the meantime, we're learning about our fund drive, October 1st, October 14th. Donate 604-822-8648, 604-822-1242. So there's two phone numbers. We'll go to www.citr.ca, click donate, and offer your blessed money in return for fantastic service. We'll be back in 1 minute, 19 seconds. We're going to continue with Lydia. Back in just a moment.
Want to brighten your teeth? We've got a new toothpaste whitener for you.
Oh man, I hate radio commercials.
Well, Sam, you don't have to be a hater anymore, because CITR is not dictated by commercial dollars. Instead, we just play music, sports, spoken word, and news programming that gives listeners what they want.
That's right. We've been running for 25 years on the FM dial as the campus and community radio station. Now we need you, the listeners, to donate towards our funding drive so we can keep bringing you the best local, independent, and rockin' tunes in town.
Your chance to do so is now with our second annual fund drive around the corner. Call into the station in October and help us fund another great year of great music.
Support what you like and what you want to hear.
Donations will go towards renovation of the on-air studio, better production facilities for training and programming, better equipment for remote broadcast, and more.
Tune in from the 1st to the 14th of October to donate.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Listener-powered radio.
I got a job.
Sha-da-da-da, sha-da-da-da.
I got a job.
Sha-da-da-da, sha-da-da-da.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to ensure you make lots of money and nothing less. And, of course, enjoy yourself. We're really, really excited about being back in studio here because we have guests, and I don't know if we've ever, I've never had these guests on the air before. And I just found out from Lydia that she's actually never been a full-time guest on a show, so this is like a first of all time. And we just have our guest who's joined us here, Bryce Dunn. Say hi, Bryce.
Hello, Philip.
Bryce, apparently your show, you currently have a show here as well, yes?
I do, indeed. Yeah, it was earlier this morning, Third Time's the Charm, 9:30 to 11:30.
Okay, nice. And what's the name of the show? Third Time's the Charm.
Third Time's the Charm,
okay,
yeah.
Great. Now, I found out your show last year, or the last time we had our fund drive, raised almost the most money of all.
Well, it was one of the big contenders, yeah. I did raise quite a bit of money. But there were other shows that raised more than me, yeah, for sure.
Well, listeners out there, we're fortunate to have him here as well with Lydia, because not only is he a programmer here at the show, he has a title, and he's a program director, and he was the guy who trained me. When I first came here, he said, Philip, do you have what it takes? I said, I have no idea. He says, make a demo. It took 3 to 4 months to do the damn thing. I blood, sweat, and tears, and finally went to the panel. He approved it and all that jazz. I'm so grateful that he approved it. Thank you very much. But here, what it was is the reason why he just got in now is because he was training someone else in the other studio, and that was Studio B. Is that right, Bryce?
That's correct.
Okay, so for those who just joined us, this is our fun drive. It's October 1st to October 14th, an opportunity for you to give back to the station. To donate, the number is, you have two ways that I think are my favorite ways. Phone number, which is 604-822-8648, or 604-822-1242.
You got it.
Or online, www.citr.ca. Click donate, yes?
That's right.
So apparently that Studio B needs some help, is that right?
Yeah, it's true.
What do we need in there?
Well, it just needs a basic refurbishment of all the equipment in there, Philip. I mean, it's one of the things that we do on a regular basis here at CITR is train new volunteers like yourself. And the equipment that we need to do so does take a lot of money to upkeep and maintain. And also we're looking to purchase new equipment to make sure that we can train with better technology into the future, because as we see in radio today, there's a lot of new technology that is on the market that we can use to make the training possible. So the money that people donate to the station does go towards that purpose.
Before you came on the air, we were talking with Lydia about how we hosted the conference, and the feedback was really, really positive. So we're a station, we're already doing a lot of good things. Why are we continuing to do our fund drive? What is the general purpose behind it? It must be important. We did it for the first time ever last year. It was very successful. We're doing it again. Why are we doing it again?
Well, it's to keep the momentum going and basically tell people that, we're basically spending money all year round. There's no, time where we're not spending money to keep the station afloat. And I think it's just imperative that we let people know that it does take revenue throughout the year to make the station run. The funding drive does play a big part of that, even though we do have revenue streams that are already in place that we see come to us without much difficulty, I guess. But the main reason why we get people to donate is because we want to encourage them to see where the money goes and that we are spending this money all year round. So it's a big expense to run a radio station.
Yeah, I can imagine. Go ahead.
Yeah, and just to add to what Bryce said, that a little bit of history about CITR and funding drives. This is only our second one. Most campus stations actually do funding drives. They rely on student support as well as community support. And we felt that, it was really about time that we also asked the community to give us a support, because, CITR has done some amazing projects that benefit the community, especially in the last, 5 to 10 years. If you look, for example, at the podcast service, where now if you miss your favorite program like this one, you can go later on, you can go to our website and actually download it and listen to it in perpetuity. Once it's on your computer, it's there for life. And we have that service, and that costs money, because you have to get a server and you have to maintain it, you have to upgrade it and so forth. So we have added a lot of services that benefit our community. And also, every time we upgrade our facilities, we do this on a yearly basis, and then we also take on really large projects. 2 years from now, at the very latest, we would like to completely revamp this on-air studio. And we do this so that we can keep sounding really good or even better than where we're at right now. I'm sure a lot of people are aware that campus radio doesn't get as many resources, financial resources, as say commercial radio or even public radio like the CBC. If you go into the studios of the CBC versus any campus radio, there's a huge difference. Not that we're complaining, but it shows that we can always improve on our technical requirements, and that costs money.
And what I heard from you is last year we had a fund drive, and that money since then has been going to good use. Is correct?
Oh, yeah. On a yearly basis, we have to keep upgrading our facilities. We just got some new turntables.
I heard good things about the turntables.
And all the hip-hop DJs and house DJs are jumping up and down with such great joy. It took us about a year to get them, and we were being constantly harassed for them. But hopefully, that's made a big difference. But it's constant. Radio is an expensive business. There's no doubt about it. It's incredible that actually campus radio stations continue to produce such quality programming, given the limitations that we have. Like, we would love to have even more impressive equipment. But also the fact that, you know, the equipment does break down, so you have to always maintain them. These microphones we're talking into.
They break.
They break. And when you got 100 users on a weekly basis, that's not a joke.
It's a lot
happens
of
all the time.
A lot of big mouths, too.
When I get a call from the engineer, I start, you know, sweating because I know he's going to talk about spending money.
So what you're saying is there comes times where we could actually up our service. You're saying to yourself, if only we had more resources, more money to increase the services, we would be able to offer more a heightened level of service. You often say to yourself that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes without saying that the better that we can improve upon the facilities and the resources that we have, the continuance of this type of radio will still exist. And I think that's another thing to note in addition to what Lydia says, is that the way that people are listening to radio these days is always changing and evolving, and we're looking at satellite and digital radio as an upcoming resource for the way that people tune in to information. And terrestrial radio, as much as we don't like to admit it a lot of the times, I think is one of those last, you know, bastions of sort of the authenticity of radio, like how we used to listen to it and how we'd hope to continue to listen to radio, I think, is through this method, because sometimes the digital side of it gets lost, you know, that personable nature that we can give to radio, much like yourself, Philip, is a big part of this too. So that's another reason why, when we look at resources, when we look at the things that we want to use as part of getting this, you know, the signal, the voice, the personality of radio, we'd like to keep this format around.
Mm. Well, obviously, a lot of people are listening, and that's why we've been able to last this long. I mean, I think its number is 25 years.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
And 25 and 25 and 25 more to go from there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And another thing I want to add that is, you know, that's really an important service and work that we do here at CITR Radio, as well as other campus radio stations, is we provide training for our members, whether they're UBC students or community members. And that those facilities need to be constantly upgraded. I mean, we have trained thousands and thousands of people over, you know, the last 25 years. Bryce Dunn and Luke Meet, our music director, they lead the training unit. And it is an important service. So, you know, we have the programming component. We also have training. And CITR does provide one of the best, I think, training programs across the sector, because we make it mandatory that before you go on the air, you have to go through three types of programs, three types of training workshops before you can even, you know, be let onto the air. And not all stations are that organized. We're that organized in the training department.
Well, I have to tell you, when I came in here and you told me that I could get trained for free and I started the training, I was so blown away. I had this guilt every time I'd go home. I have to give money. I have to pay for something. It was, for any of you out there who are interested in getting involved in radio and you're interested in going on air, get your butt down here. It's an opportunity for you to get trained. I mean, literally, it's unbelievable, the training. And I've often had people say, Philip, where did you get your training? Because I also do teaching on the side. And I keep saying, I was trained on air with CITR. And they keep telling me, how did you do it? Three-step process. So great service. I love it. By the way, before we go to break, I want to mention this. When you donate your dollars, you may wish to say, I wish to donate to the Career Fast Track. Now, the money's not going to go to my show. It's going to go to the station in general. So you can donate because you're inspired by this show, or you can donate because you're inspired by by the station in general. So either or is just fine. The money goes to us as a whole, because if we're updating a studio, of course, I'm going to benefit, so will everyone else. But of course, I'd like you to, when you donate, to say that it's because of Career Fast Track that you're so compelled to donate, because that makes me feel good. So here what we're doing is we're talking about the fund drive. It's between the 1st and the 14th of October. This is your opportunity to give back monetarily. There's two ways that I like to do it, and I've heard it's great and fun to do it. It's actually fun. Call us. We're quite nice, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay. 604-822-8648. There's two phone numbers, 604-822-8648 and 604-822-1242. Those are the two phone numbers. There's also the website, www.citr.ca. www.citr.ca, click donate, and it's really pretty and easy and fast to donate your funds. We look forward to it. We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to be wrapping up. I'll be revealing two amazing pieces of information, a free gift I'll be giving away I've never given away before, and we're going to hear from these two how to get involved in radio and how you can start your career in this amazing industry. We'll be back in 58 seconds.
Heard about CATR's second annual funding drive? It's a great way to help out the station that keeps you posted on all the latest independent and underground local musical talent. Now's your chance to donate and keep us on air for another fantastic year of lyrical melodies.
Donations will go towards new equipment and regular upkeeping of our radness, which ultimately transcends back to you, the listeners, in form of sweet music.
Call our line between October 1st and the 14th and donate a piece of your heart
and wealth.
Note: your donations will get you some free CITR stuff.
Yeah!
That means t-shirts, hoodies, bags, CDs, a friend's card, and more.
Wow! Reach us at 604-822-8648. Once again, that's 604-822-8648.
I totally love this radio station.
I got a job.
You are listening to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, Philip DeRoche, a show specifically designed to ensure that you make lots of money doing work you love. We're at Radio CITR 101.9, and we are doing our fund drive from October 1st through the 14th. This is an opportunity for donate funds to the station because you've received such a massive amount of value. Whether it's my show or any show in general, you're willing to give back. The way to donate your funds, 604, call us, 604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. Or go online, www.citr.ca, click donate. Okay, we've got a few minutes, 3 minutes left. Two things. One is, I promise you a gift. I'm going to say that in a second. How did you two get involved in radio?
I got involved in radio by way of a friend. I moved out here from Calgary in my formative years and basically decided that one of the things I really wanted to get involved with was radio, because I was really involved in the music community, and I am a musician. Also, been involved with music industry for some time, but I thought that radio was a great way to just extend my interest in the music industry, and it was also just a cool way to get some experience. And I really just, again, went through the very simple process of joining the station, becoming a member, taking the training, and thanks to a couple of other people before me that sort of modeled me into this person I am today, program director and volunteer. That I've been able to gain so much experience and meet so many cool people, and really, I think, take this experience outside of the station too, and I think that's important to know.
And quick tip for the listener, how, one sentence, two sentences, how can they get involved in radio?
Come up to CITR and see us in room 233 of the sub. Open to everybody. We don't discriminate. We want to make sure that everybody knows that this is here.
Great. Thank you. Lydia.
Yes, I actually got involved in community radio at Co-op Radio, our sister station downtown, because I'd been involved in community development and social awareness. And I thought that it was a great forum to be able to highlight issues that are important to various communities. I also am really passionate about music. I'm a world beat fan. I know I'm a little bit of a weird, hybrid here at CITR, but I love world beat music. Yeah. And occasionally I get to play that music on the radio, and just allowing me to have the opportunity to, you know, to be a programmer as well as to get involved in the business side of radio. It really has been a privilege for me to get involved in the sector. And I think anyone can do it. You can come from any sector get involved.
Quick tip.
That's my tip.
Anyone could do it.
Anyone can do it.
Uh-huh. So if you say, I can't do it, that's the person. If you say to yourself, you can't do it, then you're the one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You can do it. Even if you're a lawyer or a doctor or whatever, you can be a DJ.
Get your butt over here, CITR.
You don't need to go to some broadcasting school. You can just come on down and do it.
Good. Listen, okay, quick, listen up. Last 30 seconds of the show, pay special attention. Get your ears out. Donate your money to the station. You've received massive value. Our commitment is to continue to do that. There's two ways for you to do it. Give us a call, 604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. www.citr.ca, click donate. I'm giving away a free copy of my book. If you donate $45, the first three people who call $45, I give away a hard copy of my free book, How to Land Your Dream Job in 12 Weeks or Less. If you donate $60 or more, I'm then also going to give away five free bags. I got them from an employer. They're beautiful, nice padding. So book for $45, bag $60. Donate your money. Thank you, both of you, Lydia and Bryce. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Philip.
Thank you.
Good. We're going to continue.
Good job, Philip.
Thank you. We're back with more great programming and enjoy the rest of the day.
Imagine being part of something huge.
This is huge.
As we enter the month of October, there is
one
very
important
event to remember, and that's CITR's second annual funding drive.
This is your chance to be part of something huge.
Huge.
Help CITR, the UBC campus radio station, stay on air for another 25 years. Your donations will go toward refurbishing technical equipment, updating technical facilities, renovations of an on-air studios, podcast services, keeping sports coverage on air, and, most importantly, to help broadcast music not heard anywhere else.
Give us a call between October 1st to the 14th and invest some bling bling in the future of your ears. Write this number down, 822-8648. Or you can also try us at 822-1242.
And remember, we're always giving back to the listeners in more ways than one, and that means the higher your donations, the better the gifts you'll receive.
Oh, yeah!
We said it.
Get.